Hi, I pulled a few tarot cards to give us additional information about the energy of this equinox, the energy of the season. And so the first card that I pulled was from the Mystical Shaman Oracle, and it is the sort of, what is the foundation of this time? What do we need to know in general about this time? And the card is the Holy Mountain. Native peoples around the earth recognize mountains as places of great power, where one encounters spirit or where the gods or goddesses reside. In ancient Greece, Mount Olympus was the home of the 12 main gods and goddesses. In Tibet, pilgrimages circumambulate Mount Kailash to bring prosperity. In Peru, pilgrims climb the ice-capped Mount, I'm not going to pronounce that correctly, Osengate, to receive the starlight and to bring fire to the earth. The invitation. The Holy Mountain invites you to go on a sacred pilgrimage to acquire vision and perspective. First, you must accept the present situation as an opportunity to discover higher understanding. It is a good idea to create an altar. Make a commitment to walk with courage, love, and compassion until you see with clarity the perfection of all. And then it says the medicine. When the Holy Mountain shows up, it is time to be active. Do not let your doubts deter you and keep you bound. This is a time to leap over challenges and to remember that from the top of the mountain, there are no obstacles, only beauty and an unobstructed view of the entire earth. And there's no need to go shopping for the right hiking boots or camping equipment to climb the Holy Mountain. You already have all the gear you need. Overcome any lethargy or laziness, as these are real obstacles. So even though we're living in this challenging, chaotic, crazy time, it is important that when you have a clear sense of what to do, do it. But also create time to get perspective, to see things from a much bigger viewpoint than the immediate circumstance that we are in. Again, it's almost as if we're being stopped before we move on to creating from a whole new consciousness, and we're being asked to go back and redo our work and feel what we haven't felt and make changes within ourselves, make new agreements with ourselves, make new commitments, and let go what needs to let go and create new understandings. And to kind of get a big view of that's where we are. And anyway, the next card I drew for the same energy of the foundation of the reading, or what is present but not always seen right now. And I got the Crone of Wind. This is from my favorite deck, the Mythical Goddess Tarot. The Crone of Wind is the wise eagle woman of vision who accesses the hidden worlds beyond the everyday perspective. Similar card. I didn't pick these. I picked them blind, okay? I didn't do it on purpose. Holding the egg of fertile possibilities, she is the totality of all creative forces from which the world is born. This wise woman ascends through her perfect eagle eyesight. The visionary who has achieved spiritual cognition and is spirit embodied. Her expression and her vision are one. Her thinking, intuitive, her perception all encompassing. She comes to you with gifts of insight now, needed to ascend above your present circumstance into new realities and perspectives of possibilities never before imagined. She brings pristine vision to assist you in forming a new way of seeing and creating your world. Open your mind to new paradigms, to pioneer into unknown realities, leading the way for others and changing the course of the world forever. So that is the grounding of this reading, of this time. And it is interesting that Saturn and Jupiter will be conjunct in Aquarius, which really is, this card is a good way of saying it. We're moving into this time of being able to create things that we couldn't even imagine. But right now, we're still in like the death spiral. And speaking of the death spiral, The next card I picked was, what is the outcome of this time? What is this? What is the fruition of this time? And wouldn't you know it, I picked the death card, Kali. Kali, death, Scorpio. Kali, the fierce ancient Hindu goddess, is the very power of death and resurrection. She devours time and transcends all form. She brings massive and total transition. Kali is the dancing goddess who has the power to destroy life and yet is the liberated deity who is free from all attachment to form. Kali's uncontrollable force of destruction heralds massive and often sudden transformation, bringing ultimate freedom from the human condition. Her red tongue consumes all, and the lifeless heads that adorn her symbolize the destruction of ignorance and the beginning of wisdom. The severed head in her hand symbolizes the disconnect from false knowledge and illusion that result from addiction to the world of form. Kali assists you in facing your fear of pain and loss, that you may be free to receive her protection and move forward. During times in your life when it seems your world is coming to an end, Kali provides the constant reassurance that through the Scorpio cycles of death and destruction, of outmoded form, rebirth comes. Through the shedding of what no longer serves comes ultimate freedom. And that is a very good description of where we are and the outcome of this time. And there's one other card that is... actually, there's two other cards. One other card. And that is, what is the medicine that is needed? And it is, the journey is an invitation to step outside the boundaries of your life as you know it. The journey is not a holiday. It is a call to be hermit-like and go on a pilgrimage into the unknown. There are no maps to the territory that you are exploring, no marked paths, no road signs. The invitation is, the time to embark on the great journey is here. Do not linger in the past of the when distant shores are calling. Fiercely draw your own navigation charts as you discover the routes. When the time is right, as it is now, you will be led true. Even when you are not sure of where you are going, it is the departure that is most important. If you miss the boat, a great opportunity will be lost, and another ship may not arrive for a very long time. Yeah, we're not missing the boat. We are in distant shores. We are on the journey. The journey is calling you. Remember that the point of the journey is not the destination. It is who you will become as you are transformed along the way. Do not confuse the inner and the outer journey. So we don't get to go lots of places right now because we're, you know, there's a contraction around that, but there's an inner journey that we are on. And then my last card was, what is needed? What is the medicine? What do we really need right now? And so the journey was to understand that we're on this journey into uncharted territory and we're transforming. And then the last card that I picked was Nine of Earth, community, Venus in Virgo. And the medicine is, a diverse circle of nine women sit singing around a blazing fire. Each individual expressions contributes to the group harmony. They celebrate and honor their uniqueness, complementing each other and creating dynamic community. Their individual accomplishments bring fulfillment to the whole. Your lessons learned from material gain are now to be shared in community with others. This is a time for wholeness, healing, and enrichment. From individual success comes unity, bringing new vision and goals that enrich the entire community. Okay, well, I'll let you sit with that. But again, that does to me seem very much like Libra, and very much where, even though we're in this very challenging square of Saturn and Jupiter and Pluto squaring Mars and Eris and Mercury. And so there's a lot of chaos and emotion and fighting. We are still at a time where we are planting the seeds and invoking and bringing forth this new way of being, which is about in community, moving from me to we. And this will take much more root in the year 2021 and throughout the next decade. Aho, may it be so.